Today is World AIDS Day. The idea to set aside a day for AIDS was first conceived in 1987 after the virus that caused AIDS was first detected in 1983. The WHO in 1988 declared 1st December every year as World AIDS Day. The day is being observed worldwide to raise awareness, educate and inform people on ways of preventing the disease. It is also to inform governments on policies to adopt in the fight against the disease. The observance of World AIDS Day in Ghana has brought about many advantages. The government, through the Ghana AIDS Commission, GAC, has implemented policies and taken steps to reduce stigma and discrimination against people living with the disease. Today, many people living with the disease are able to come out boldly to form associations which provide care and support. In this interview with Sally Bosman, the Director of Technical Services of the GAC, Dr. Richard Amenya, highlights the benefits of observing World AIDS Day.
The celebration of the World AIDS Day annually has helped in engaging Ghanaians out there that HIV is still lurking in the corner and posing a threat to our development. It has helped us because over the years, we are now having a lot of persons living with HIV openly coming out and supporting the process of advocating at the highest level, you know, for policymakers to take action. And because of the World AIDS Day and the role that persons living with HIV groups and associations play, people now are aware that HIV is real for people to decide to form associations of persons living with HIV.
Director of Technical Services of the GAC, Dr. Richard Amenya. A person living with a disease says PLHIVs are appreciative of government's efforts at supporting them, thereby alleviating their plight. He, however, complains of shortages in the supply of antiretroviral drugs, ARVs.
First of all, I have to thank the nation, Almighty God, and then Global Fund as well for supporting persons living with HIV, AIDS, providing the ARV. But from my viewpoint, since last year, we've been experiencing stockout in the system, and that is what is disturbing us. And since we know that the ARV is sustainability of our life, therefore, we never in our life think that there will be a time that stockout will come. And if stockout is coming, then it's a sense of danger that the drug will short in the system. We've been getting the drug, but what is happening is that when you go to the facility for the drug, you'll be given 1 week, 2 weeks, instead of the normal 3 months or 4 months that we normally go for the drugs. And you know the rate of stigma in Ghana is very high. And when you've been seeing somebody going to the clinic, people will start suspecting, is this person also living with HIV and another thing? And then it creates a problem in the environment.
A person living with HIV and AIDS. In response, Dr. Amenya said the commission is working hard to address the challenges for the continuous supply of ARVs.
It is not that they are not receiving their drugs. There's no person in Ghana in our treatment program currently as I speak that is not having drugs. They are having drugs, but the difficulty is that because there was rationing of the drugs, instead of they receiving 3 months worth of medications, they are now receiving like 1 month, and in some cases maybe 2 weeks, so that almost everybody who is on treatment would have drugs until we receive all consignments that have been procured. And I think this is what we do at the program level. We realize that there are some bottlenecks, some challenges in the procurement and supply management system for antiretroviral drugs. And these are being worked on by the Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service, to ensure that we don't run out of medication. It's a concern to us. But as I speak, people are having antiretroviral drugs, except that they are not having it for the duration that they use to get it. There is nobody who is not on antiretroviral drugs because they are not there.
The Director of Technical Services of the GAC, Dr. Richard Amenya.